So we made it. This is the old highway.
My advice is don't look here, don't
go. It's all graffiti now. Some really cool graffiti. There's a quad up there.
Full-sized trees have grown up through the highway. Some of the highway you can tell where there were lamp posts and lights, and the median is all spray painted down. It's really just crazy how quiet it is out here.
It literally is just a big canvas. It's really cool. Oh yeah, look at that one. Woo! Oh, it has veins on it too.
As I finally got over the last hump, I was given my first view of the amazing roadway. I mean, it's truly an amazing sight when you first get over that hill and you see just all the graffiti and everything. It's just amazing.
Look at this. I think you and I are the only ones that haven't written our names down here.
It's littered with color. Spadia is the old abandoned Route 61.
Due to some kind souls who left some spray paint. Can I use this? It's hard. You want to film me doing this? I don't think so.
How you doing?
Yes.
My dad passed away. He was the old crow, so I'm putting a crow on for him. I gotta fix it a little bit, but.
And he wouldn't mind if you called him the old crow?
He called himself old crow.
Pretty much knocked all the homes down, as you can see. But, and then you got idiots that decide to put their markings on the ground. So.
By the way, Anna, don't read any of this graffiti on the ground.
Okay.
Hey, you're reading it. I saw that.
I know.
Oh, look down here. Come here. I want to show you something.
Everybody's tagging down there. All those people bent over.
I can't see what they're doing.
I can zoom in that far. Okay.
Realists. This is nuts. What does that say?
You look so good, fantastic.
Excuse not to dance? Excuse not to dance?
I need this.
You look so good, fantastic, man.
Well, thank you. UFOs over here.
I saw alien pictures. Look, there's aliens right there. Don't make a mess. Broccoli King. Emo to the extremo.
That's really funny. That one's pretty good.
Trump did 9/11? It all makes sense now. Ted Cruz is the Zodiac killer. Confirmed. All right, Anna, I think it would help people a lot because this used to be a busy highway.
He kept trying out old spray cans that he found.
There's no way to teach him not to write graffiti.
Bill, long story short, the coal mine underneath the town.
A little bit of steam coming up from the ground, but, you know, got to see this graffiti highway, which is something I've been wanting to do for a long time now. So, definitely impressed. Way more people here than I thought there would be. Way more graffiti than I thought there would be, but definitely worth the trip. Come check this place out.
Yeah. Are they talking to us or them? I don't fucking know. I'm stoked right now.
We made friends.
Yay! I am so happy.
Do you want to borrow the selfie stick for a second or?
No.
Okay.
All graffiti now. Some really cool graffiti. There's a quad up there. Back one down. You have the old guardrail here.
And after all these years, it was still there. In the distance, we could hear what sounded like bikes and stuff.
So I guess the road still gets used a little bit.
For quad runner dudes, it's not a bad place to play.
Lots of paths up here.
Yeah.
Lots of paths. Some of the artwork they put.
Yeah. I see a lot of people up here all the time.
That's cool. It's cool.
We usually just pass through.
It's on our way to the carnival.
Just to check it out.
Now, abandoned wasteland. Who's that?
People.
It looks like a band of marauders. And they're not wearing any clothes.
Painted down. It's really just crazy how quiet it is out here.
It's quiet. It's very quiet, very eerie. There's other people. See them down there. Let's see if there's any heat coming out of this crack right here. Let's see.
About Centralia is that you get the post-apocalyptic landscape you might be interested in without the actual apocalypse, which is nice.
That's a good point. Never heard of it. It's an amazing story. I love it.
Yeah. Worth visiting.
We're in a magical forest. With these brightly colored trees. Very, very whimsical.
Look at the tree. It's painted.
All these trees are graffitied. They're literally all graffitied. Apparently, I think we're going that way. Through
here, and this is where the chemicals from the fire actually caused some of the plants to sprout in strange, unusual colors. All right. I appreciate you guys joining us on this lovely trip through hell in this modern day apocalyptic hellscape.